Cavs have the ball in a 10-point lead. Sexton pulls up over Harden and scores. A 20-footer from the right baseline. Then he takes a long look at Harden, does Sexton. And the Cavaliers have taken an 83-71 lead.
Wow, what a rookie.
Number 11, Colin Sexton con 23. Una canasta lo separa de su mejor noche anotadora en su carrera. Anotó 24 contra Washington. La tiene el Torito. Levanta el doble en camino. ¡Sí, señor Colin Sexton! Con 6 puntos consecutivos para los Cavaliers de Cleveland.
Welcome to Cavs HQ presented by AT&T. Thank you for joining us on the Cavaliers Radio Network. Here are your hosts, John Michael and Rafa Hernandez Brito.
Hi, everyone. I'm John. He's Rafa. Great to have you aboard here this week on Cavs HQ. Rafa, pretty good sports weekend.
Yeah.
Here in the land.
Undefeated weekend.
Yeah, not bad. Obviously, Ohio State picks up a big victory over.
I didn't know you were talking about that.
Some team up north, the Browns.
Don't tell. Do you also use the X instead of the M when you tweet during the Ohio State Michigan game?
I did not tweet about Ohio
State. Oh, okay.
So, no.
Oh, good. Okay.
The Browns, your Browns.
Yes.
Rafa Hernandez Brito, not only the voice of the Cavs, but the Spanish voice of the Browns as well. They pick up a nice victory, 35-20. I want to talk to you about a number of things. I watched that game as a fan, and there were so many storylines and so many intriguing parts of that game. Loved it.
That makes you question? That makes you wonder?
No, it didn't make me wonder anything, but I'm curious about your take because you're on the inside.
Yeah, well.
And how that all played out. We'll get that in a moment. But the Cavaliers, of course, go into Philadelphia on Friday. The Sixers are 10-0. On their home floor, the Cavaliers win one in Philly, come back home, take on James Harden and the Houston Rockets, and beat the Rockets as well. So all things considered, pretty nice sports weekend, huh?
I for sure think it was a great weekend for Northeast Ohio. And for the Cavaliers, you know, you mentioned the win in Philadelphia. They were undefeated this season, and they have won the last 10 regular season games at home.
20 in a row.
So
yep.
20 in a row. Mm-hmm. And it is a very, very difficult place to go play because the fans – get in the game. It doesn't matter. The fans on the floor get in the game. It's not you can ask Jordan Clarkson about how much they try to, like.
It's not a friendly relationship either.
So that was really good to see the Cavs. We saw it against the Lakers, and we talked about, you know, the development of the players that is going on this year. And we saw against the Lakers how we had the lead with 5:49 to go. I think it was a 9-point lead.
And,
you know, on the other side, there was that number 23 guy that we know very well and what he can do when it comes to closing games. And it was a lesson. And I know we're repeating this all season long about the wins and lessons, but that was a real lesson for the guys about how it's a 48-minute effort and how at the end of the game you need to be extra careful. They were taking care of the ball. They were the first team in the NBA this year to not make a turnover in the first half. Mm-hmm. They only had 3 against the Lakers, under 10 against the Sixers. And then with the great victory over the Rockets, who their record doesn't reflect how good they are, John. And I think we cannot get misguided by the record that they have because Minnesota has a losing record. And then, you know, the talent on the floor is that does not reflect the record for the team.
Well, let me say this. I mean, you hate to get losses. And I don't know if you learned any lessons in that game on Wednesday against the Lakers. They know they have to take care of the ball late. They know they need a closer. They just aren't there yet. I mean, don't you agree? I mean, it's not like they're learning. To me, it's not like they're learning lessons right now. They simply don't have a closer at this point. They're looking for one, and that's the point. They're trying to develop players who can fit into that role in years to come and be a big part of this team as we move forward. But the Lakers had a closer, and the Cavs didn't have a closer, and that's kind of what it boiled down to, and that is the case in the NBA. Last night, a perfect example. Orlando was drilling the Warriors in Golden State. I mean, winning comfortably by 15 points, middle of the third quarter. Curry's out, Draymond's out, and literally Kevin Durant took over the game. I mean, and they had a closer. Orlando did not have a closer, and sure enough, they come down the stretch with about 2 minutes remaining. Golden State takes their first lead, and they close the door and put it away. So I think it's more of, I don't know if this team is learning lessons. I think they're trying to work through a number of things with players who aren't accustomed to being closers at this stage of their career, and that's where they are right now.
And I agree with you, but my point with lessons is, yes, they're not learning because we don't have a closer. You said it, but when the game gets close, and when that fourth quarter hits the midway point, all the possessions are more valuable.
Sure, of
because
course.
You need to take care of the mm-hmm. ball. You need to exchange baskets if you really want to stay up in the lead. The defense on the other side gets a little tighter because they're the, so that those are the moments that I think these guys, and we heard the word also development and learning and getting better and getting mature at an NBA at a basketball level, they're learning what those moments feel like.
And I think it was on display on Friday and on Saturday.
On Saturday,
they
correct.
Closed both of those games and closed them well. And it's not like they stole either of those games. They were in control mm-hmm. against the Sixers and the Rockets. I mean, we're talking about two contenders.
And a back-to-back night.
Yeah, in the Eastern and the Western Conference. Harden did everything he could, you know, puts up 40 points in that ball game, but it was the Cavaliers which closed the show. Same thing in Philadelphia. I mean, Simmons, Embiid, Butler, they were doing what they could, but it was the Cavaliers which finished it off. So a good weekend. We'll talk, I mean, for those who are familiar with this show, we don't only talk about the Cavaliers. We talk about the Indians. We also talk about the Browns. And I wanted to touch on this with you, all right? Okay. So here's Hugh Jackson, right? He's on the sideline of the Bengals. And we saw everything that took place. The Baker Mayfield reluctant handshake at the end of the ball game. The Demaryius Randle interception where he handed the ball to Hugh. I as a fan, and again, this is why I wanted to talk to you about it. I didn't even ask you about it off the air because I want to hear about it now. I as a fan, I couldn't stop smiling, and I don't know why. Do you blame Hugh Jackson? Do you not blame Hugh Jackson? Do you feel bad for Hugh Jackson? I mean, I didn't feel bad for him, but at the same time, I was like, ooh, that was kind of rough when Baker wasn't exactly excited to shake his hand. And I know people are split, and there's a strong split.
Yeah.
Some people think, awesome, what Baker Mayfield did. Others say, yeesh, that might have been a little bit rough. I didn't know what to think. I just sat there and took it all in and couldn't stop smiling for 3 hours. I thought it was an amazing game. And I'm curious what your take is with a guy who was the head coach for this team. I think a lot of people were put off because of the media tour that mm-hmm. Hugh had right afterwards. And he was deflecting a number of things that maybe some thought he should take responsibility for. I was curious what you thought as you sat there and you called this game and you watched the Browns really run all over the Bengals for 3 hours on Sunday afternoon.
They put up 28 points in the first half, the most points ever scored.
They're all over.
And I think, I tell you what, I have different takes on this by stages. First, when it happened, the Demaryius Randle thing, I was glad I saw that in a way because they're showing grit. They're showing a little spice to their game. I was surprised by Hugh Jackson's reaction, which I think just describes exactly who he is. He's a nice guy. He didn't realize he was getting picked on. He actually tapped him on the helmet.
I saw that. I wasn't sure what to make of that either.
That's one. And then at the end, I have to be honest with you, I was wondering what that was going to be like.
Did you see it? I know I miss a lot. When I do play-by-play games,
Hugh Jackson was looking for Baker Mayfield.
But when you were calling the game,
yes,
you saw that.
I was lucky enough
okay.
to have – actually, it was my partner Octavio who pointed at the screen that we had at the monitor, and you could see Hugh Jackson. When I turned my eyes to the monitor, he was looking around.
Right, we've all seen that part now, right?
And Baker was, shaking hands with somebody else, and then when he went to Baker – it was kind of
like, ooh,
you have a cold. Like the way I treat people that have a cold, you know, like, ooh, stay away from me. And then when that was the first reaction. And then I saw see Hugh Jackson greet other players with a hug
right.
and a big. So I believe it has nothing to do with the fact that Hugh Jackson went to Cincinnati and plays with a rival, which is what at the end Baker Mayfield said in the postgame conference. Of course, everybody asked him about it. It was on TV.
Yeah.
I believe it has more to do with the fact that Baker Mayfield wasn't too happy with the fact that Hugh Jackson didn't give him a chance to win the starting job.
That's interesting.
And I like the fact that Baker Mayfield has not changed who he is. And I think I like that attitude. I like that cavalier attitude from our quarterback because he is not changing who he is to please anybody or anything. I think, obviously, yes, he's a rival. And in this day and age, not just in football, but also in basketball. We've seen it a lot.
Right.
We're in the middle of the finals, and you got guys from both teams making commercials and making shows like Buddy Buddy and hugging each other. And I don't like seeing that. After the game in the off season, we can go hunting. I don't hunt, but we can go whatever you want. We can ride go-karts if you want. But during the season, I'm not your friend. I don't like that camaraderie, you know, that you see now.
I hear you, and I can see that you want that out of your franchise quarterback. But I mean, do you harbor ill will toward Hugh? I mean, I know you're. I don't want to put you in a weird spot. I know you're the play-by-play guy. You're working for the team.
Yeah.
But do you, when you saw him on that sideline, did that stir up negative emotions or not?
No. I wish everybody well. I don't think. I'm glad he has a job. I wish I had a friend like Marvin Lewis. When I lose my job, to say, come over here. I don't know what you're gonna do for me, but you.
Marvin's like, I'm in my 16th season, man. If I didn't get fired by now, yeah. I haven't won a single playoff game.
But I tell you what I like the most about this, and I said it this morning, the fact that everybody, even outside of Ohio, is talking about the Cleveland Browns, and it's not about a losing streak, mm-hmm. and it's not about how bad they are. It is about the new Cleveland Browns and the leader that we have, which is Baker Mayfield, who has shown everybody that he can play, because everybody forgets how awesome he was. He's thrown 7 touchdown passes and 0 picks in the last 2 games and only has 5 incompletions. The only quarterback in the last 3 games who has a better completion percentage than Baker Mayfield plays in New Orleans. And his name is Drew Brees.
Yeah, he ain't.
So he's not doing that bad.
I was gonna say that offense has been pretty good since they made the moves. It's weird. It's funny.
But it's no coincidence. It's yet funny. Penalties are down.
It's funny how all
scoring
that
is up.
Plays out.
And I gotta tell you this to finish the Browns talk. Both moves that have the Browns where they are right now were made for Hugh Jackson, the Tyrod Taylor injury and the trade of Carlos Hyde. To bring in Nick Chubb to be the starting running back.
There he is, your Spanish Browns play-by-play man, Rafa Hernandez Brito, breaking it down. We'll be back with more after this. We'll talk some basketball. It's Cavs HQ, presented by AT&T.
One night. The final tour.
Just take those old records off the shelf.
Bob Seger and the Silver Bullet Band.
Thank you.
December 6th, Quicken Loans Arena. Special guest, Grand Funk Railroad. Tickets on sale now at LiveNation.com, TheQArena.com, or charge by phone. Bob Seger and the Silver Bullet Band.
Hi, son. You're on speaker. Just got back from the park. Guess I'm getting used to civilian life. Mom's here, too.
Hi, honey. Just making dinner. Your sister's into this gluten-free thing. Am I boring you, dear?
It's just good to hear your voice, Mom.
A call from home takes you home. AT&T proudly offers wireless and TV discounts to military veterans and their families. Get started in store or visit att.com/military savings for details. Coverage not available everywhere. Exclusions, eligibility, and other restrictions apply.
The Cleveland Cavaliers and Budweiser present Bud's Night Out. Every Tuesday home game, get 2 tickets and 2 Budweisers for only $50. Catch a game and catch up with your buddy over 2 ice-cold Buds for just $50. Go to Cavs.com/offers to get this great deal today. Must be 21 or over to purchase. Be the fight, Cleveland. Cavs.com/offers.
Don't look now, but it's that time again. Flu season is about to rear its coughing, sneezing, aching, feverish head. Discount Drug Mart believes that the best defense is a good offense. Protect yourself and your loved ones in just minutes from the flu bug the safe, convenient way with a flu shot from Discount Drug Mart Pharmacy. No appointment is necessary, and most insurance plans are accepted with a zero copay for most Medicare, Medicaid, and several private plans. The flu can end with you at Discount Drug Mart, open 7 days a week, including holidays. See pharmacy for details.
Having sold more than 100 million records worldwide, the iconic Cher returns. Here We Go Again Tour 2019, performing hits spanning her entire career. Quicken Loans Arena, February 6th. Get tickets now at theqarena.com. Cher, the album Dancing Queen, is available everywhere now. For more, visit Cher.com.
Harrison works off of Thompson Street. He'll take a 3. Harrison feeling it. Andrew Harrison with a triple, and Brett Brown takes another timeout. As with 5:09 here to go in the fourth quarter, a Sixer team which is 10-0 at home. Here's the Boober.
Con 3 minutos por jugar en este encuentro ahora. Hood con la pelota, con 5 segundos en el reloj de tiro. Se empieza a apretar la cosa. Hood levanta el triple de izquierda. Sí, señor. Rodney Hood. 5 de 6 de larga distancia, tiene 25 puntos en la noche.
Back on Cavs HQ, we're talking a little bit about the strong Cleveland sports weekend that was. The Cavaliers kicked it off Friday night in Philadelphia as they beat the 76ers 121-112, came back home and took out the Rockets 117-108. Strong Rodney Hood call, partner, as Rodney had 25 points in that game in Philadelphia. Colin Sexton went for 23 as the Cavs starting backcourt. It was a huge, huge part of handing the Sixers their first loss at home of the season.
And that was the big three he hit in the second in the fourth quarter.
When, looked comfortable, didn't when, he, the whole when, night?
Yeah, he had missed one earlier, mm-hmm. and he was actually angry at himself.
Didn't care, right.
But the next time he took the ball, he was a huge three. And again, going back to learning how to close the game, he's the one that said, right here, man, give me the ball.
Yeah.
I'm closing this one down. We're not getting on that bus with a loss after this great effort for three quarters. And I think Rodney Hood has shown that he's really going through a good time in his season.
He seems to be playing with more confidence. Yeah. And then you look at the Houston game, I think, the next night. Rodney in that ball game only took 7 shots, scored 9 points. But a real good sign, the Cavs were plus 15. He was the high man in terms of plus-minus on and off the floor in that ball game. Did the little things on that evening. As again, you can see the progression with Rodney Hood. Last season, not an easy situation. Dealt, of course, at the trade deadline. Comes from Utah, completely different system. Has to get used to playing alongside LeBron. Bumpy road for Rodney Hood. And this season, it seems to be smoothing out, doesn't it?
And this is a guy who, for most of the time that we know of him, he was a great guy coming off the bench. He was the Jordan Clarkson for the Jazz when he was there. And he has really acclimated himself very well to the starting role. And when you mention him being aggressive, John, I don't know if you have, I'm sure you have noticed that him and Colin Sexton have definitely, for the last 3 or 4 games, you tweeted something about Colin's stats while he's starting, shooting over 50% from the field. But he's really getting to his spot. Mm-hmm. You know, which I think is huge for a player like Hood and Sexton. Hood knows how to dribble to his spot, where he is almost automatic. Colin Sexton likes that mid-range jumper from the right or left elbow, and he's hitting it consistently. That makes the defense comes up a little closer to him, opens up for penetration, and you can see in the numbers for Colin and Hood.
In that Sixers Rockets back to back, Sexton combined for 52 points, 8 for 10 from mid-range in that Rockets game,
and all of them from the little side on the elbow.
Yeah,
he loves that.
It's interesting, you know, analytically speaking, you want to either be finishing at the rim or shooting the threes, but Collins, you become comfortable with that mid-range jumper. You can see him starting also to get his teammates more and more involved. Again, he's a 19-year-old. Yep. He's a one-and-done, coming out of school. That's often the most difficult part for some of these young point guards, but each and every game, you see a little something more, it seems, with Colin Sexton.
More comfortable. Learning. I love when I see him on the run. I know we have talked about how the Cavs want to run and gun this season, but I love when he comes in and he doesn't have the numbers and he pulls up like a veteran to wait for his team and run the offense. You see him more and more directing his teammates where the screen is supposed to be or where the guy is supposed to cut. That means he's getting comfortable with the offense. And you mentioned it, he's running it very well, but that jump shot that he's developing is something that opponents need to respect, because when you hit a shot at a 55% clip, you need to defend it.
Yeah, and it seems like decision-making continues to get better and
better
club, and it's played out in the results over the last week or so. We'll take another break and be back with more Cavs HQ right after this.
Suspect a natural gas leak? Dominion Energy Ohio reminds you, first, move your feet, then call when you're down the street. To help you smell a gas leak, a familiar odor like rotten eggs is added to natural gas. Or you might see blowing dirt or bubbling water. A leaking pipeline might also make a hissing sound that you can hear. Call the Ohio Utilities Protection Service by dialing 811 at least 2 working days before digging on your property. And if you suspect a gas leak, call Dominion Energy Ohio. Visit DominionEnergy.com, keyword natural gas safety.
Bring the family to Cavs basketball with the Levin Furniture Family Fun Pack.
Hill feeds Love wide open for a three.
Hey! Nailed it!
Get 4 tickets and 4 fan meals starting at just $32.50 per ticket.
Sam Decker bothered by Tatum at the left point. Whoa! Crossed him over. Decker to the basket. He banks it in. Oh, what a magnificent move by Sam Decker.
Get your family fun pack today at Cavs.com/offers. 4 tickets and 4 fan meals starting at just $32.50 per ticket. Let's go, Cavs.
come on. We're going to be late to the Cavs game.
Just a sec. I got to find my illuminating company bill before we go.
You need to do that right now?
Yeah, it's due tomorrow.
Man, you really have to get your head in the game. There's a way easier way to keep track of your bill.
How's that?
With e-billing from the illuminating company, you can get reminders when your bill is due, pay it online, and even print out a copy right at home.
Well, aren't you the e-billing all-star?
Yeah, I am. And you can be one, too.
How?
Just go to illuminatingcompany.com/e-bill to get started.
Wednesday only at LeVins. Get our longest free financing offer. No interest for 72 months. Or take an extra 20% off LeVins' already low prices. Plus, for the first time ever, receive $50 in LeVin loot for every $4.99 you spend. To be redeemed on December 20th through the 23rd. That's 72 months interest free. Or an extra 20% off. And the more you buy, the more LeVin loot you have to spend. Wednesday only at LeVins.
Skip the country club prices and revel in the country club experience. Welcome to Stonewater Golf Club in Highland Heights, Ohio. This semi-private club is located only 20 minutes from downtown Cleveland. Great individual and corporate membership packages are now available for 2019. And if you join now for 2019, you play the rest of 2018 for just a cart fee. Stonewater Golf Club, discover a different type of club. Call us at 440-461-4653 or visit stonewatergolf.com.
Welcome to the Saucy State of Mind, Saucy Brew Works. Born and brewed in Cleveland, is a brewery in the heart of Ohio City serving up a wide range of the highest quality craft beer. Saucy believes that the glass is raised when quality comes first. That's why they have the best brewery tech in town, the finest German engineering available. Saucy Brew Works beer is designed to satisfy sip after sip or chug after chug. Your choice. Saucy Brew Works, 2885 Detroit Avenue in Cleveland, Ohio. Proud craft partner of the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Gordon right side. He's pestered by Harrison. Now picked up by Korver on the switch. Gordon still has his dribble. Goes to the foul line. Down the lane. Thought he got fouled. Nothing called. Capella tried to one-arm the rebound. Lost it. Out comes Nwaba. Nwaba to the foul line. In on Harden. Puts it up. Missed the shot. Put back. No. Another put back. No. A third put back is good. Nwaba tips it in to give the Cavaliers a 106-94 lead.
Llega las manos de James Harden. Caminó con la pelota. No pitó el árbitro. Y la roban los Cavaliers. La tiene Colin Sexton solito en camino. Y la clava dos centavitos con insecto en dos manos. Su primera clavada como profesional.
This is too hard. They're too high for me to sing. You gotta bring it down a little bit.
No, keep it high there.
By the way, that was Colin Sexton's first professional dunk.
I was wondering what the professional part of that was.
Yeah, that was his first dunk as a pro.
Hmm.
Yes.
You sure about that?
I'm positive.
Huh.
Yeah, are you sure?
No.
You're not. Are you contesting my?
No.
No.
I'm just asking if you were sure, and you said
I'm
yes,
sure.
But your face.
Yeah, now you're making me think.
your face says otherwise.
It took me back to the over under we had with Joe G about Kyrie Irving's dunks. Remember in the season?
I did. What was it?
Maybe
three and a half.
We bring it back. We should bring it back.
And he finished with three.
Three, yeah, because what's his name took one out. There something happened that it should have counted as a dunk, but it didn't. I would have won. But
I see. Yeah, must have gotten rooked by the game.
Speaking of Kyrie Irving, we're going to see him soon.
We are. We're going to see him during this upcoming road trip, two-game road trip for the Cavaliers, which starts tomorrow at Oklahoma City. The Cavs take on the Thunder, a rematch from a game a couple of weeks earlier, actually exactly 3 weeks earlier, won by the Thunder in Cleveland, then on to Boston to take on the Celtics. Cavs saw the Celtics a couple of times in the preseason. This is the first meeting between the teams during the regular season since Game 7 of the Eastern Conference Finals.
It'll be interesting to see how they play us because we saw it in the preseason, especially Morris and Smart. Remember we talked about here on the show about how there are so many teams that have a big bone to pick against us for what we have done to them for the last 4 years.
Right, even though this Cavs team looks a little bit different than the other
even though it has nothing to do with who did it to them. But the Celtics were angry with us in the preseason. Remember, Marcus Morris played.
There were a couple of technical. J.R. Smith got
yes,
a technical.
J.R.
A couple
Smith
of
what's his name?
Exchanges
Aaron
Baines
got
right.
into it, and then Smart came from behind.
Right.
Morris and Nance.
Rozier had to wrestle Smart.
They tackled
the
him. Him and Tatum tackled him, but Morris always had something going on social media and on the court with Tristan Thompson.
Yeah.
And Larry Nance had couple of incidents with him, so it'd be good. It's good for us, I think.
I do
to grow as
for
a
this
team,
young team.
To grow
I completely
together.
Agree.
Perfect.
I completely agree. There, the rivalries which carry over from seasons past.
Or develop your own, because now you have guys that we're going to be seeing often. Right. And I think this is the perfect growth game for the Cavaliers.
It'll be fun to be in Boston and then back home to take on the Raptors. So, again, the gauntlet, I don't know if it continues. The gauntlet begins. December is no picnic for this Cavalier team. But right now the Cavs are in the midst of a four-game in six-day stretch. It is Oklahoma City tomorrow, tip time at 8 o'clock. Boston, that's a 7 o'clock start on Friday in Boston, back home for an 8 o'clock tip here at home against the Raptors. You can get your tickets at Cavs.com. Should be a fun one. Last home game, the Cavaliers took on the Minnesota Timberwolves. Cavs dropped that contest after winning two in a row against Philadelphia and Houston over the previous couple of days. Rafa looking to bounce back against this Oklahoma City team tomorrow night.
It should be interesting to see, because it's a team, again, the record does not reflect. Obviously, they started a little...
You're talking about the Thunder.
The Thunder, yes.
They are right. I agree. They were without Westbrook for a handful of games. Didn't have Westbrook in the game against the Cavs 3 weeks ago.
So that should be a good one. Then you got the Celtics. But you mentioned December. We finished the month of December with 2 four-game weeks, of which we play on Sunday at home, and then we have 3 road games, including the last 2 games of the calendar year, which are back-to-back in Miami and Atlanta. Then we come home, we spend New Year's Eve here, and the West Coast trip.
16 games in the first 29 days of the month of December. Amazing. We will step away and be back with more Cavs HQ right after this.
Hi, son. You're on speaker. Just got back from the park. Guess I'm getting used to civilian life. Mom's here, too.
Hi, honey. Just making dinner. Your sister's into this gluten-free thing. Am I boring you, dear?
It's just good to hear your voice, Mom.
A call from home takes you home. AT&T proudly offers wireless and TV discounts to military veterans and their families. Get started in-store or visit att.com/military savings for details. Coverage not available everywhere. Exclusions, eligibility, and other restrictions apply.
Metallica World Wired Tour live.
Master.
Friday, February 1st, Quicken Loans Arena.
Hardwired to self-destruct.
Metallica.
Spit out the ball.
Buy tickets at theqarena.com. The venue box office. All Northern Ohio Discount Drug Mart locations are by phone. World Wired Tour.
Give me fuel, give me fire, give me that which
Metallica.
I desire.
Don't look now, but it's that time again. Flu season is about to rear its coughing, sneezing, aching, feverish head. Discount Drug Mart believes that the best defense is a good offense. Protect yourself and your loved ones in just minutes from the flu bug the safe, convenient way with a flu shot from Discount Drug Mart Pharmacy. No appointment is necessary, and most insurance plans are accepted with a zero copay for most Medicare, Medicaid, and several private plans. The flu can end with you at Discount Drug Mart, open 7 days a week, including holidays. See pharmacy for details.
Enroll in the Monsters Hockey Club, the exclusive club for Cleveland Monsters season ticket holders. Year-round memberships include great seats, flexible payment options, team shop discounts, members-only gifts, and exclusive access to player events. For more information on the Monsters Hockey Club, call 216-420-0000 or visit clevelandmonsters.com.
You wanted the best, but you got the best. The hottest band in the world, KISS.
KISS, the end of the road tour. One last KISS. March 17th, Quicken Loans Arena. KISS on their final tour ever. Tickets start at $29.50 plus fees and are on sale now at theqarena.com. History will be made.
We're back on Cavs HQ, presented by AT&T, as part of the Cavs Fit as a Pro program, presented by Medical Mutual, and in association with Giant Eagle. Fourth grade students from East Clark Elementary were invited to Cleveland Clinic Courts last week to participate in stretching activities for their bodies and minds. Led by in-arena host Ahmad Crump, members of the Cavs Girls and Scream Team, students learned the importance of stretching along with proper techniques that will help them to be fit as a pro. Cavs in the Community is brought to you by Discount Drug Mart. When we come back, we will have Cavaliers legend Campy Russell on board to talk Cavs and Eastern Conference NBA. Back for the second half hour of Cavs HQ, John Rafa and our featured guest,
the legend.
It is Cavaliers legend, Campy Russell. Camp, good to see you.
Good to see you too, John. Rafa?
How are you, Campy?
All is well.
Always hail the victor.
Yes. Even though it wasn't a victory the other night. No.
You knew he had to start in on Ohio State, Michigan.
Yes, yes.
At least he started in if Ohio State won the game. Heaven forbid.
For the first time in my life, I hear John Michael, you know, Joe Gabriel, the Cavs.com founder, and what is his title?
Beat reporter.
Executive editor-in-chief, whatever. We talked about how kind of annoying it is that around the Michigan, Ohio State during that week, people that go for Ohio State don't use the letter M and they use the X instead.
Right.
And then John opens the show with the victory of Ohio State over that team up north. I never heard him say that. So
well, I said it was a good weekend. I said the Browns won, Ohio State won, and the Cavs won a couple of games. That's all I said.
I said that team up north.
By the way, I went to Notre Dame. I'm just saying. There might be a little rivalry between Notre Dame and Michigan. It's not like I'm jumping on some bandwagon.
By the way, congratulations during the playoffs.
You said, by the way, I went to Notre Dame.
I mean, he's making it sound like I'm picking a fight like with Michigan. I'm not picking a fight with Michigan. I'm simply stating. Speaking of this weekend, Camp, did you and Jeff predict that the Cavs would go to Philadelphia and win on Friday and then come back home and beat the Rockets on Saturday? Clean sweep for the Cavs, right?
No.
You had that one all the way?
No. I never said that. I can't say that. First road win and first winning streak. No, I didn't say that. But the good news is that, you know, they went. He took care of business.
No question.
You know, and I think that's the biggest thing that we have to look at is that this team took some steps in the right direction. You know, to go into Philly and beat a team like that, with Embiid, you know, Simmons, Jimmy Butler, all those guys. And we just came in, and I thought we did a good job of really controlling the pace of the game. And I think that was really key for us. And then, more importantly, I thought we did a great job defensively. And, again, Tristan Thompson continues to be off the chart in not just playing on the floor, but also in being a leader on this basketball team.
You know what's crazy, Cam? Being at that game in Philly, Embiid's listed at 7 feet.
Right.
And Tristan's listed at 6'10", and Embiid, honest to goodness, is a full head, full head taller than Tristan. And, you know, gauging it by looking at it, 30, 40 pounds, easy, heavier than Thompson. Thompson gave him fits all night long.
Well, you know, Tristan will do that primarily because I think people underestimate his abilities. They underestimate his strength. They underestimate his energy and his will, his toughness. You just name them. You know, there's a lot of adjectives that you can put out there about Tristan Thompson. But one thing about him, once he locks into you, put his body on you, most of the time you cannot move him because he has a great lower center of gravity.
Right.
Which you can't move that once he locks in on you. So I think a lot of the guys in the league are beginning to see that and feel that. And, again, the activity of Tristan, his great footwork now offensively, he's scoring the ball. I mean, he's making plays out there in the open floor. I mean, Tristan has shown me a whole different facet of his game.
Yeah, and then Rafa, I mean, he comes back the next night. Clint Capella, who had gone for 29 and 21 against Andre Drummond the night before, up-and-coming center for the Rockets, finished second in most improved player voting. Complete non-factor again, it was Tristan Thompson who did the job.
And I love the fact that he's attacking the offensive board, the glass. You know, he's second in the league, I think, average,
just behind
Drummond.
Right.
And he had 10 in Philadelphia and still destroyed the Rockets. But I wanted to talk to you, Campy, about, you know, we obviously didn't have the start that we wanted with this team. Obviously, the changes came earlier than they were supposed to come. And Larry Drew and his staff have made an awesome job trying to come up with combinations that work with the team. And if I had told you 2 weeks ago that David Nwaba was going to be the piece that was going to put a little sense into this rotation, you probably would have not believed me. And also, the fact that him being absent against Minnesota changed a lot of how Larry Drew used that bench.
Well, I agree with you 100%. When you look at Nwaba, I think what he brings to us is another guy who just have a lot of toughness. Very similar to Tristan Thompson, except he's only 6'4", 6'5". Yeah. And his will, his determination has definitely helped this team. And then you add to the fact that he's a pretty good open court player, meaning that when he gets the ball off the rim and he can bring it on the fast break, and not only can he score at the rim, but he can also make plays. So he adds a whole different dimension to this team. But you're right. Some weeks ago, you would have never thought it would be David Nwaba. But the good news is sometimes, you know, coaches start searching and they put a person out there and all of a sudden.
Ready.
Yeah. And then all of a sudden you see it. You say, oh, there it is right there.
Yeah.
That's the guy that has turned things around. You know, defensively, energy-wise, David Nwaba has been very, very good. All he has to do now is, in my opinion, is just be a little bit more consistent with his jump shot.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
He's going to give a lot of people a lot of problems.
How about in his first three starts, his first three guards? Oh, you know, check in LeBron James,
yes.
Jimmy Butler, and James Harden.
Yeah. Right.
And the Cavs, I mean, won two of those three and almost won all three of those
yes.
games.
And the stats kind of lie a little bit because at least when it comes to Nwaba and Harden, he scored over 40 against us, but he held them
very few
check.
On very
four
few
for
on
15,
Nwaba.
I think he was 4
yeah.
for 15. He was against Nwaba, 6 turnovers
mm-hmm.
with a couple of steals to start the game. I don't think Harden knew what the hell hit him when when he had Nwaba in front of him.
Again, you just have to look at Nwaba's determination. You have to look at he does not mind putting his body on the line. He has a great will. And to me, that is what you have to have in this league, particularly when you're, I'm going to use the word, the kind of player that he is, kind of a, in some respects, some of a player who don't really have a position. But mm-hmm. the good news is you can just put him on the floor
right.
and he's going to impact
pick
the game.
One.
Exactly.
right.
Exactly.
Throw him in there. You know, what's interesting to me, let's look at that Friday night game in Philadelphia as we look at the Eastern Conference standings. We
yeah.
all made our predictions here prior to the season. I personally didn't like Philadelphia before the season began. Can't be because I thought they lost a lot of their depth in losing Marco Bellinelli and Ersan Ilyasova.
Yes.
They cleared cap space, presumably, for a free agent that never came,
right.
a reason why they got rid of some of those veterans. They make the Jimmy Butler trade, and no knock on the trade, obviously. Jimmy Butler's a superstar
yes.
in this league, does some amazing things. However, just last night we saw the two men traded for Butler, in Robert Covington
right.
and Dario Saric. All right,
right,
that's a clear 2-for-1. I mean, those are two starter-level players that go to Minnesota. We've seen what they've done since the trade. They've gone 6-2
yes.
after a 4-9 start. To me now, you look at the Sixer team, Cam, and I want to get your take on it. I mean, the reserves consist of Landry Shamet, Amir Johnson, Mike Muscala, T.J. McConnell, Furkan Korkmaz, and Markelle Fultz. And that situation's still up in the
yeah.
air. I mean, does this team have an – it seems to me to be a team crying out that they need to make a deal. Will that bunch be able to get them into February, March, April, where they need to be without killing those starters
right.
To get there for Brett Brown's team?
Well, to me, I think you just answered your own question. Clearly, the guys that they have left are not the guys that can propel them to the heights that they want to go to. And I think when you look at the Sixer team – the Houston Rockets did the exact same thing.
I completely agree with you.
The
yeah.
exact,
yeah.
You know, they eliminated two guys, you Arisa
and
Bamute. Mm-hmm. They eliminated those guys
same
thinking
thing.
That someone else can step in there and pick it up, and it hadn't happened for them. So now they're both, Sixers and Rockets, are struggling because of that. Now, you look at a guy like Saric, outstanding player, length, does so many things out there. Covington, same way.
Mm-hmm.
Does a lot of the dirty work, can shoot the ball, great defender. I mean, those guys are hard to lose, and then they're hard to go out and get as well.
Yeah.
So both teams, I think, made a mistake in that area.
And they really need to, you know, we talk about they're going to make the playoff unless something really catastrophic happens. But I think for them to be able to go far in the playoff, they need some kind of home field advantage. And then you're thinking one or two to have
mm-hmm.
but you have Milwaukee playing extremely well. You have the Pacers who basically have the same team that almost eliminated us last year. And, you know, you could have any other in the East. Anybody else could jump if they have a good streak, depending on the schedule. So I think you're right. They need something else. They need shooting. They need that guard from that defensive position from Covington that they
yeah.
lost, because
mm-hmm.
he's a big
yes.
guard.
Yeah.
He can guard.
And
he can
small
guard.
Forward.
He's a guard that can go all the way down to guard a four if,
yeah.
if they have to.
Yeah.
So it's interesting to see what the Sixers are going to do, but he won't give, you know, props to himself.
Who is he now? Who are you talking
John.
About?
John.
Oh, oh, okay.
John won't
okay.
give props to himself, but he did say that he liked the Raptors, and the Raptors have the best record in the NBA.
I think that's a good.
But we're early. I mean, we're early.
But they're
coming up against a break here. We'll talk more about the Raptors when we come back. I like that I mean, again, you're talking about 2-for-1. You get Kawhi. Yeah. Everybody forgets about Danny Green.
Yes.
I mean, that was a 2-for-1, and you get Kawhi.
Yeah.
Right? I mean,
yep.
DeRozan goes in one direction. They get two quality players who have been there before. We'll talk more about that when we come back. More Cavs, more Eastern Conference with Campy Russell right here on Cavs HQ.
Hi, son. You're on speaker. Just got back from the park. Guess I'm getting used to civilian life.
Mom's here, too.
Hi, honey. Just making dinner. Your sister's into this gluten-free thing. Am I boring you, dear?
It's just good to hear your voice, Mom.
A call from home takes you home. AT&T proudly offers wireless and TV discounts to military veterans and their families. Get started in store or visit att.com/military savings for details. Coverage not available everywhere. Exclusions, eligibility, and other restrictions apply.
The Cavaliers Team Shop is the only place to get the authentic Nike Cavs jerseys that feature the Goodyear wing foot patch worn by the players.
Angles of the basket, feeds Nance. Look out! As Nance once again hammers home a dunk.
Check out what's new at the Team Shop from Homage, New Era, Level Wear, and the official Nike On-Court collection. Shop online anytime at Cavs.com/shop to get exclusive gear that you won't find anywhere else.
Don't look now, but it's that time again. Flu season is about to rear its coughing, sneezing, aching, feverish head. Discount Drug Mart believes that the best defense is a good offense. Protect yourself and your loved ones in just minutes from the flu bug the safe, convenient way with a flu shot from Discount Drug Mart Pharmacy. No appointment is necessary, and most insurance plans are accepted with a zero copay for most Medicare, Medicaid, and several private plans. The flu can end with you at Discount Drug Mart, open 7 days a week, including holidays. See pharmacy for details.
New Kids on the Block, live, the mixtape tour. An incredible night of your mixtape favorites with Salt and Peppa, Tiffany, Debbie Gibson, and Naughty by Nature. Saturday, May 4th, Quicken Loans Arena. Tickets on sale now. Available online at theqarena.com and nkotv.com. New Kids on the Block.
The Cleveland Cavaliers and Budweiser present Bud's Night Out. Every Tuesday home game, get two tickets and two Budweisers for only $50.
Hey, nailed it.
Catch a game and catch up with your buddy over two ice-cold Buds for just $50. Go to Cavs.com/offers to get this great deal today. Must be 21 or over to purchase. Be the fight, Cleveland. Cavs.com/offers.
And we're back here on Cavs HQ, presented by AT&T. John Michael, Rafa Hernandez Brito, and our featured guest, Cavs legend, Campy Russell. We are not fortunate sons because Rafa's singing right here.
It ain't me.
In the studio. No, no, it's not. We are joined by Campy Russell.
What's wrong with the guy, man?
I don't know. I don't know.
Is there something wrong?
Yeah, pretty much. It's been something wrong for a long time.
Was it just too much coffee?
I'm just singing.
You only have to put up with it once, what, every 2 months when you join us?
Yeah,
it's a week.
You,
it's a week. I know, I know. And you're
Campy,
welcome.
When he gets the phone call, he's like, oh, my God, again? Really?
Your throbbing temples thank me. So we were talking a little Eastern Conference. Right now, as we sit, the Toronto Raptors are at 17-4. The Bucks are at 14-6. They are 1-2 in the East. Rafa was talking a little bit about home court advantage heading into the playoffs, and we're way early, guys. We're at the quarter pole right now of the season. Campy, from what you've seen out of this Toronto team, they have won 5 in a row. Does this team have what it takes to be able to get out of the Eastern Conference, in your opinion, Camp?
Well, John, I believe they do. And the reason why I say that is I just like their overall balance. You know, you look at some of the younger guys that they have there, Van Bleek. You also look at Siakam, who has taken a big step in terms of his growth. A guy that's 6'8", 9", whatever size he is, that is good on both ends of the court. Offense, his offensive game has gone to a whole different level.
Mm-hmm.
We always knew that he was a very good defensive player and rebounder, but he has taken a big step. But just the fact that they got Kawhi Leonard And then you're talking about Danny Green added to that basketball team. And I think they have the young guard, Lowry, playing his natural position, which is a guy that is out there facilitating as opposed to trying to score 25 and 30 mm-hmm. points. And I think he got everybody in their position at this particular point. And finally, you know, when you look at Serge Ibaka, they got him playing the way Serge played when he first came into the league.
Right.
A rim protector, a guy that does all the dirty work. And so they're playing outstanding basketball. And I think they may be the team to beat, but I'm not going to count out the Boston Celtics.
Yeah, I think it's a little early to do that, no question. The Celtics sit at 11-10 right now, but as a team chock full of talent. You mentioned so many interesting things when you talk about the Raptors. On the other side of the break, we mentioned it was a 2-for-1. It wasn't exactly a 2-for-1. Jakob Poeltl went in the other direction as well, although Poeltl had worked himself out of the rotation by the end of the playoff series against the Cavs last year. The Cavs, of course, eliminated the Raptors each of the last three seasons, sweeps in each of the last two. But you mentioned Kyle Lowry. It was almost as if that was the thing, Lowry and DeRozan, that the Raptors mm-hmm. would get hung up on time and time again. We heard last year during the regular season, look, that's it. We're playing differently. That bench is coming in. We're running. We're getting up and down the floor. We're not going to ISO Lowry and DeRozan.
Right.
But when push came to shove in the playoffs, that's precisely what happened. They now move DeRozan to the Spurs, playing well down there with the Spurs, but they add Danny Green. So now, you know, when you look at it, Campy, they have Kawhi Leonard, who's every season a Defensive Player of the Year candidate, alongside Danny Green. They go from a minus defender in DeRozan to a plus defender in Danny Green, and the numbers certainly have played that out.
Yeah, and there's no question. You know, again, I just think that you look at this Raptors team, they did a great job of identifying what their weakness are, and then they were able to go out and satisfy them. Yes, losing a guy like DeRozan was really big, but it was not that big because you picked up Kawhi Leonard and then you added Danny Green to that mix. VanVleet is playing very good basketball. C.J. Miles, all those guys are doing a very good job of playing the game the right way. So, to me, that's why they are definitely a team that you have to pay a lot of attention to.
And I think the most dangerous part about Toronto is we know how difficult it is to win at the Scotiabank Arena now in Toronto, but they also have an 8-2 record on the road. Everybody else has at least 4 losses on the road. Only a few teams have winning records, and they won like 1 or 2 more than they have played. So that makes them an even more dangerous team when you're hosting them.
They travel well, don't they?
And we know we know how difficult it is to travel when you go to Toronto, because you no longer just have to get off the bus and get on the bus. You have to 10 by 10 get off the plane, wait for your bags, go through security, and then, you know, when you leave the same way, you have to go through your whole immigration process. That aside, I think that makes them a lot dangerous, the fact that even on the road, they don't give you that many advantages.
Well, you know, they don't, because again, they got a very good understanding of how they need to play. They're very solid on both ends of the court. And one guy we haven't even talked about is Valanciunas. Mm-hmm. You know, a guy that started for them last year, and now this year he's kind of coming off the bench. He's a starter. He's coming off the bench. He's doing a lot of different things, but he has adjusted to the role. And because he has adjusted to the role, that is why this team is really moving in the right direction.
And you mentioned, what's his name, Ibaka. Now they're not really running Ibaka and Valanciunas together on the field.
That's true.
On the court.
That's true.
They really have Ibaka playing the five.
Right.
And you said he's really coming together with the role. But don't forget to mention also they have a new head coach, and he seems to be getting his troops ready.
And no knock on Dwayne Casey, who I thought was terrific.
Absolutely.
And continues to do a great job in Detroit. But as you mentioned, Campy, as you read between the lines of your comments, everybody seems to know their role now up in Toronto. And it's easy. And they're playing selfless basketball. It's very Spurs-like in that way. If you ask me, that they're all comfortable with where they are right now, and it's big team, little me, and off they go. We're coming up against our final break here. Campy, I want your take on, you mentioned the Celtics, not to count them out yet. I agree with you. They sit at 11-10. Do you like in this situation to, you remember when after the first two seasons, the Warriors went to the finals, then pick up Kevin Durant, and there were all these folks around the NBA that said, this cannot work. There's not going to be enough basketballs to go around here. That was one side of the argument. The other side was, are you kidding me? Steve Kerr just picked up a 4-time scoring champion, and Kevin Durant is going to make something happen. So we've heard the same thing with Boston. Look, this team got within one game of the finals last year. Yep. Now you have to add Hayward. Now you have to add Kyrie back into the mix. Oh, what are they going to do? But on the other side, isn't Brad Stevens going to be able to figure this thing out once this season rolls around, or am I wrong? I don't know.
Well, I have to agree with you that he will figure it out. And I think they, as a team, will figure it out because their personnel that they have is just too dynamic for them not to make this thing happen.
Yeah, you'd think, right?
You know, you look at Marcus Smart. I think Marcus Smart is kind of throwing them off a little bit, in my opinion, because – he was the dirty, grimy guy. He was the guy that was doing all the dirty work.
Yep.
And now and now it seems like they're telling him, or somebody's saying to him, hey, man, you got to take some shots. And now he's taking threes. He's doing some things that you're like.
Which has never been a very good idea throughout his career. Right.
Exactly. Yeah. So the issue is, I think Coach Stevens has to get them back to playing the way he has this thing drawn up. And if they can stick with that, then I think they will get back on track.
And people forget that Gordon Hayward only has 21 games.
Yeah, he's not right yet. I mean, he isn't back to form. I don't think there's any question about that. Gordon would tell you the same thing as he's trying to get himself back up to speed. Campy, always great to see you.
Hey, guys, always good. Next time, let me know if Rafa's down here.
You know what?
And
whenever
and whether
Rafa
he's had
takes
his medication
break,
or not. Now, if he hasn't had his medication, I'm not coming down here.
Medication time.
And with that, we'll be back to wrap things up on Cavs HQ right after this.
One night. The final tour.
Just take those old records off the shelf.
Bob Seger and the Silver Bullet Band.
Thank you.
December 6th, Quicken Loans Arena. Special guest, Grand Funk Railroad. Tickets on sale now at LiveNation.com, TheQArena.com, or charge by phone. Bob Seger and the Silver Bullet Band.
Wednesday only at LeBenz. Get our longest free financing offer. No interest for 72 months. Or take an extra 20% off LeBenz already low prices. Plus, for the first time ever, receive $50 in LeBenz Loop for every $4.99 you spend. To be redeemed on December 20th through the 23rd. That's 72 months interest free. Or an extra 20% off. And the more you buy, the more LeBenz loot you have to spend. Wednesday only at LeBenz.
Come on, we're gonna be late for the Cavs game.
Just a sec. I gotta find my Ohio Edison bill before we go.
You need to do that right now?
Yeah, it's due tomorrow.
Man, you really have to get your head in the game. There's a way easier way to keep track of your bill.
How's that?
With e-billing from Ohio Edison, you can get reminders when your bill is due, pay it online, and even print out a copy right at home.
Well, aren't you the e-billing all-star?
Yeah, I am, and you can be one too.
How?
Just go to ohioedison.com/ebill to get started.
Skip the country club prices and revel in the country club experience. Welcome to Stonewater Golf Club in Highland Heights, Ohio. This semi-private club is located only 20 minutes from downtown Cleveland. Great individual and corporate membership packages are now available for 2019. And if you join now for 2019, you play the rest of 2018 for just a cart fee. Stonewater Golf Club, discover a different type of club. Call us at 440-461-4653 or visit stonewatergolf.com.
Suspect a natural gas leak? Dominion Energy Ohio reminds you, first, move your feet, then call when you're down the street. To help you smell a gas leak, a familiar odor like rotten eggs is added to natural gas. Or you might see blowing dirt or bubbling water. A leaking pipeline might also make a hissing sound that you can hear. Call the Ohio Utilities Protection Service by dialing 811 at least 2 working days before digging on your property. And if you suspect a gas leak, call Dominion Energy Ohio. Visit dominionenergy.com, keyword natural gas safety.
Bring the family to Cavs basketball with the Levin Furniture Family Fun Pack.
Hill feeds Love wide open for a three.
Hey! Nailed it! Get 4 tickets and 4 fan meals starting at just $32.50 per ticket.
Sam Decker bothered by Tatum at the left point. Whoa! Crossed him over. Decker to the basket. He banks it in. Oh, what a magnificent move by Sam Decker.
Get your family fun pack today at Cavs.com/offers. 4 tickets and 4 fan meals starting at just $32.50 per ticket. Let's go, Cavs.
Back to wrap things up on Cavs HQ. The Cavs right now are in the midst of a 4-game in a 6-day stretch. The Cavs dropped the decision to Minnesota at home last night. Off the Cavs go to Oklahoma City That's tomorrow night. That's an 8 o'clock Eastern start. Then on to Boston, and that's a Friday night game, 7 o'clock tip, back home, tail end of a back-to-back as they take on the number one team right now in the Eastern Conference, the Toronto Raptors. That's a special 8 o'clock tip time. Some strong opponents straight ahead. Nice test for the Cavs coming up, Rob.
And believe it or not, we're about to go into the third month of the season when we host the Raptors here at the Q. So those two road games are big. Third Western Conference opponent that we're going to have in a row after beating the Rockets and losing to the Timberwolves. So it's good for the growth that we need to see with these guys to really, you know, we know how the road brings the team together. So here we go.
Huntington Tip-Off Show starts tomorrow at 7:30 as the Cavs take on the Thunder in Oklahoma City on La Mega at 7:45.
Correct.
For Rafa, for Campy Russell, I'm John. Thanks for being with us tonight on Cavs HQ, presented by AT&T.
Hasta la vista, baby!
Welcome to the Saucy State of Mind, Saucy Brew Works. Born and brewed in Cleveland, is a brewery in the heart of Ohio City serving up a wide range of the highest quality craft beer. Saucy believes that the glass is raised when quality comes first. That's why they have the best brewery tech in town, the finest German engineering available. Saucy Brew Works beer is designed to satisfy sip after sip or chug after chug. Your choice. Saucy Brew Works, 2885 Detroit Avenue in Cleveland, Ohio. Proud craft partner of the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Having sold more than 100 million records worldwide, the iconic Cher returns. Here We Go Again Tour 2019, performing hits spanning her entire career. Quicken Loans Arena, February 6th. Get tickets now at theqarena.com. Cher, the album Dancing Queen, is available everywhere now. For more, visit Cher.com.